Late last month, Forsyth County announced that 20% of its COVID-19 tests were coming back positive. It was more than double the rate the state had calculated for the county. The discrepancy wasn't unusual. For several weeks, the county has reported a much higher percent positive rate than the state. That's been confusing to Levi Bennett, a Winston-Salem resident who asked Carolina Curious for an explanation.
People need to know what's actually going on. And the disparity, I think, just sows more doubt in a lot of people's minds.
WFGD's April Leslie sat down with Assistant News Director Bethany Chafin to discuss the reasons behind the discrepancy.
So, April, let's start with Levi's question. Why is there such a large discrepancy between the testing positivity rates from Forsyth County and NCDHHS?
So essentially, the county just looks at a bigger scope of test results when they calculate that rate. DHHS only factors in the electronically reported results, and they say this is because the manually reported results can occur in batches, so it can't really be confirmed that positive and negatives occurred on the same day. And they estimate that about 20% of all the test results in the state are reported manually, so just remember that all of those are left out of their calculation. Also, results from rapid tests are left out, too. Now, I talked to Joshua Swift with the Forsyth County Public Health Department, and he says the county is able to factor in all of those manually reported results and those from rapid tests. And he told me they're able to do this in part because they have an epidemiologist on staff who's able to take a closer look at everything.
Basically, she scrubs the data that we get from the state to make sure that all are Forsyth County residents, not just people that are tested in Forsyth County. The state cannot necessarily do that because they're looking out for 100 counties, and not every county has an epidemiologist on staff that can do that.
So how much does this difference really matter?
Well, we know that some agencies use the percent positive rate to help make pretty important decisions. It's one of three numbers that the Winston-Salem Forsyth County School District monitors, though in a statement they said that they don't really have a hard line to serve as a marker of whether to continue to reopen schools, but they also said they could change their minds about that at any time. And percent positive is also taken into account for the state's county-level COVID-19 alert system. That's that system that assigns counties either a red, orange, or yellow level, depending on their level of viral spread. The state doesn't consider the county's calculation when assigning those alert levels. Last month, the state designated Forsyth County orange, in part because it had its rate at 9%. More than 10% would have landed it in that red tier. But at the time, Forsyth's calculation was 20%, more than double what the state had. And just a reminder, the World Health Organization said in May that the rate should be at 5% for 2 weeks before governments even consider loosening restrictions.
Does it seem like officials are worried about this discrepancy?
Well, Forsyth County public health experts have told me that it's more important to pay attention to the overall trends in the metrics rather than little changes in each individual number. Health Director Joshua Swift says it's pretty clear that viral spread is high in Forsyth County, and that's clear no matter which calculation you're looking at. He says the upward trends alone should give citizens enough information to make decisions about safety every day. But we also know that these changes in these numbers really do matter when it comes to certain guidelines, like the state's county-level alert system. And if the difference is large enough, that could impact decisions that people make about whether to go to the grocery store rather than have their food delivered, for example. So it is important to understand how these rates are calculated and why they may vary.
Thanks, April.
Thank you.